So, yeah, it's a Crossing Moves, uses theater, dance, music, poetry, and the voices of immigrants to start a conversation in various communities about the topic of forced migration and anti-immigrant attitudes. That's a heavy topic.
It is a heavy topic. And so far in the showings, the people who are coming to see the film are all people who are sympathetic with what it means to be a migrant. They have friends who are who've come here as migrants. When we showed the film in Germany, there were people there who had come from the Ukraine. Some of our performers were from the Ukraine. Some were from Afghanistan, and there was a young girl whose family came from Syria. There were people who had come from Poland and migrated just across the border, across the river. But it's a story that is so prominent in our world today. And when I say anti-immigrant, I don't think anybody is really against somebody who has migrated, but we live in a climate where people think that migrants are a threat to us, and so that's something we need to talk about, because climate change and you may not believe in climate change, but we see floods, we see fires, we see people being forced to leave their home, and I think it's good for us all to think about, what are the circumstances that would make you leave your beautiful home, or the thing you've been working on? You've been raking the leaves and cleaning up and trying to make your place better and keep it up and all that stuff. But things happen.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine, because I just move apartments and I loathe that. I can't imagine having to pick up and if something devastating were to happen. I mean, God forbid. But, that is really devastating when it does happen to other people. And it's hard for when you have been so privileged and been so fortunate, especially, being in the U.S. for a lot of people. I mean, not saying everybody, but, for me, for example, all I've had to do is get my two cats and move apartments. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen anything like that.
Right.
So this would open up a lot of people's minds to understand, probably have a more understanding of what people go through. I think that's really important.
I'd like to interject. To me, and Carolyn can tell a little bit more about it without maybe giving it away, but one of these interesting parts for me is just how personal this whole topic can be. There's a scene involving a luggage or a suitcase, and people have to decide to put their whole lives in one suitcase. And I don't know, you can maybe comment more on that, but that's one moment that really stuck with me and such, and what people have to give up.
Yeah. What do you take with you? What would you grab? What could you put in your pocket that would remind you of where you came from? I guess sometimes people are happy to leave their circumstances, but still, when you grow up in a place, it becomes part of you. And that's what I think the film really has some really poignant scenes in it, and it's not all my stuff. I mean, it was a collaborative effort. I made the film out of the footage that we filmed. These were live performances that we did in the town of Schwedt, but I had help from people here in the West Central region, other dancers that I know. Just people really helped. And the interesting thing about the film is that, or the performances, that we only had 1 week.
Wow.
To bring it all together with the people who agreed to help us. And that was, to me, one of the most miraculous parts of it, was how it all came together in such a short amount of time.